You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. How are you doing this fine and amazing God-given morning? I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain. Let me open in prayer just for a moment. Father, we thank you so much for your loving kindness. We thank you so much for your mercy this day. I thank you, Father, for each and every person that is listening this morning. I pray that you encourage them, strengthen them, uplift them, and build them up. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and I am so excited all that God is going to do with this radio program in San Diego County. God bless you, everyone out there. Thank you so much. Don't forget, we will be on every single Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And make sure that you let all of your friends know. Tune in. I want to share with you, before I get started, though, I want to share with you, I have a wonderful guest who is not only one of my best friends, but you know what? She is my daughter. Her name is Kawia Stines.
Good morning. How are you?
God bless you. You know, as a single mother raising two children, there are times in our life where we wonder, is God there? Does God answer prayers? I want to give you just a really quick, short testimony about what God has done in our life. You know, years ago, my husband was killed. He was murdered. I was raising two young children as a single mother. I wasn't a Christian at the time, but one day I was walking out of a 7-Eleven store with a cigarette in one hand, a beer in another, and a gram of cocaine in my pocket, and somebody interrupted my life and said, "Excuse me, can I tell you about Jesus?" Boy, was I offended. My goodness. Well, they had no clue all that I had been through. They had no clue that I was a single mother. They had no clue that my husband had been murdered. They had no clue that my life was a mess and broken. But guess what? God had a clue. And that's why he sent that young lady to interrupt my life. And I am so glad 32 and a half years later, here I am, can you believe it, preaching on radio. Also, if you're in San Diego County, we're also on the air, A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on Cox Cable, also Wednesday at 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock on Time Warner. So make sure you tune in and watch our program. You know, I want to share with you how much God loves you and how important you are to Him. And He is just waiting for you to cry out and know that He will answer your prayers. I am so excited. You know, God stirred my heart, what was it, Kawia, about 15 years ago?
Yes.
To build a place of prayer. Why don't you share with them a little bit about the Prayer Mountain?
Well, the Prayer Mountain is a place for just believers to get away and just take time to seek God, because a lot of times in our life, we can get so busy with the phones and kids and just a lot of everything going on around us. And the Prayer Mountain has been established for Christians to just get away and pray so that they have no distractions, get the mind of God for whatever their situation or their life, and to go back into their homes, their churches, and fulfill the calling that God has placed on their life.
Amen. Amen. You know, prayer is spiritual breathing for Christians. You know, as a man breathes in air in order to sustain his life, you know, Christians must pray in order to sustain his spiritual life. Prayer is the spiritual communication with God. And I want you to know today that God answers prayer. He is not a God that is so far, far, far away that he won't answer your prayers. How, Kawia, being my daughter here as my guest today, how many times have we been through hard times, Kawia, as a single mother, and how many times has God answered our prayers?
God has always been faithful. There's never been a time that God has not met us right where we were at, right when we needed him. Even if it seemed like it was at the last moment, he always came through. God was always faithful because that's who he is. He is a faithful God.
Amen. You know, we may dwell in God's love and grace through our prayers, and I want to encourage you. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above and Prayer Mountain this morning in San Diego County. Luana Steins, God bless you. I want you to know that God answers your... I cannot express that enough, that through prayer we receive the fullness of His Spirit. We can understand God's will, and we can receive power from our God who loves us with an everlasting, unconditional, amazing love that is far beyond your understanding.
Yeah.
And yet, with all respect, I say that very few numbers of Christians enjoy this amazing privilege that God has given us, and that is prayer. Prayer, pray, 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 pray. I have learned through hardships and suffering in my 32 and a half years of being a Christian that prayer works. Right now, you're listening to my program, and maybe you have a problem and you'd like to call in. It's 1-866-K-PRAISE, P-R-A-I-S-E, or 1-866-577-2473. I want to pray with you even this morning. If you would like to call in, please feel free to pick up that phone, call in, and let us pray with you this morning. Are you sick in your body? Are you going through hard times? Has your husband walked out on you? Has your wife left you? Are your kids going crazy? Are your teenagers? Do they feel like they're just going through crazy stuff and you don't know what to do? Are you losing your home? Have you lost your job? Is the economy getting you down? Listen, I cannot share with you enough that God wants to hear you cry out. This is Dr. Luana, Touch from Above, Prayer Mountain, and my guest, my daughter, Kawia Steins. We want you to know that God loves you, and He wants to answer your prayers. When we pray, we can move God's hand, and it will change our fates, our neighbors, our society, our country. And as a matter of fact, don't mess with the little grandma that knows how to pray. Because I tell you what, that little grandma, I don't care if she's 85 years old, that little grandma, she can turn the world upside down from her knees in prayer. I have the power to have the power of prayer. We need to pray, 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 pray. Learn how to pray. Don't be afraid. Shut off that TV. Hello? And enter in to those hours of prayer. This is why I believe with all my heart that God put on my heart a couple years back. This has always been a vision and a dream in my heart to build a place for God's people to pray. Prayer Mountain. You know, Prayer Mountain is only 35 minutes, probably from anywhere in San Diego County. We are 15 minutes from Poway, not even that, 10 minutes from Poway. What are we, 20 minutes, Kawia, from Escondido?
30
minutes from Escondido, 35 minutes from downtown San Diego, and anywhere, probably 40 minutes from Oceanside and Vista. No matter where you are, 15 minutes from Rancho Bernardo, you can come and pray. You can call and make reservations. Churches, pastors, teachers, preachers, and evangelists, listen, we are in a time right now where we must get to the back to the basics of prayer. Pray. God answers our prayer. You know, although many Christians feel the necessity of deep prayers, yet they do not practice it because I believe, not because they don't want to, I believe because they don't know how and they haven't been taught to pray. Prayer is a communion with our Heavenly Father. Jesus loves you. He wants to hear you cry out to Him and pray. Kawia, would you like to share for a few minutes?
Yes, I think also, you know, I think prayer will not only help you through your walk with the Lord and help you get through your situations, but it helps your relationship with the Lord. It takes you into a new place with Him. That's why I said to have a relationship with Him, not just a religious quote-unquote experience with God, but it becomes a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you're able to just talk to him just very simply, like I'm talking to you and like my mom, Dr. Luan, is talking to you. You know, that's what prayer is all about. It's building that relationship with Jesus Christ and knowing that he is right there. He's listening to you, and there's nothing in your life that you've done that he's not going to listen to you. He is right there, and he is waiting to hear you call out to him, no matter the situation or the circumstance, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing. Like my mom was saying earlier, whether it's the economy or it's your family or no matter what the situation is, if you need healing in your body, it's anything, anything. He is right there. He has not turned his ear away from you. He's listening to you right now, and he's calling out to you, and he's trying to bring you to himself. But you've got to come to that place where you find that time with him where it's just you and him, and he can communicate with you, and he can just speak to your heart, pour out his blessing, pour out his peace, pour out his comfort. He loves you so much. Come to the prayer mountain and just find that place of prayer.
Amen. When a baby is born, he or she grows and he learns how to speak through how? Through the parents. And he develops his relationship with them through conversations. You know, as their communication gets deeper, their mutual fellowship also will grow. Exactly. I remember when Kawia was very young, and this is my daughter, my guest today, and I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above and the Prayer Mountain. When she was young, and I remember just that beginning stages of learning how to talk, you know, so many times we don't understand that God wants you to talk to him. It's not this, hello, God, oh, our heavenly Father, oh, thou greatest, wondrous God that is up there. No, no, no. That's not what God, that's not what you do. You know what? When your kids cry, Mom, Mom, can I go here? Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have that? These kids love us and they want to communicate. Let's communicate with God today. Hold on as I go to a commercial really quick. I'm so excited all that God is doing. Stay tuned.
A Mother's Story by Dr. Luana Steins is a true story of a young mother's perseverance in the face of tragedy, a murdered husband, betrayal of marriage, and a devastating drug addiction. A drastic change in one's life where there is a collision with truth. The story of how the power and love of Jesus transformed her life when her life was filled with tragedy and heartache.
Hi, I'm Dr. Luana Steins. I want to share with you about my book, A Mother's Story. I want you to know today that Jesus rescued me.
For those that give a gift of just $20 or more to A Touch from Above Ministries, you'll receive Dr. Luana's book, A Mother's Story. All proceeds go to A Touch from Above Ministries. Dr. Luana wants to thank those that give to her ministry. It is strictly listener supported. And don't forget to tune in to A Touch from Above every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ. You can give online right now at atouchfromabove.org or call for more information at 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967.
Are you going through hard times? Are your teenage kids going through trials? Is your marriage in trouble? Come up to the mountain and pray. Jesus still answers prayers. Even Jesus had to go up to the mountain to pray. Our strength comes when we take time out to pray.
A Touch from Above Ministries has a place for you to get away and pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 35 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Make reservations at 760-789-6207. That's 760-789-6207. You can also visit atouchfromabove.org to find out more information. Come visit A Touch from Above Ministries Prayer Mountain.
I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above and the Prayer Mountain. And don't forget, log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. Again, that is atouchfromabove.org. If you're listening this morning, and don't forget, you need prayer, please call in 1-866-4255. 877-577-2473. Call in 1-866-K-PRAISE, P-R-A-I-S-E. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Luana. What a privilege it is to be here today with my daughter, Kawia, as we share with you that God is a God that answers prayer. You know, there is a great example of a man who prayed and had a deep communication and a communion with our God that is able to answer our prayers. And that's in Genesis chapter 22. I'm going to read that really quick. In Genesis chapter 2, reading in verse 1, "And it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. And he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to the young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." You see, in that portion of scripture, I want you to know that Abraham had a relationship with his God. How do I know that? God tested Abraham. He told Abraham, "Take thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest." Abraham waited forever for a son, and here he has Isaac. God tells him to take his son, whom he loves, take him up to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him there. What was God doing? God was wondering, is Abraham going to obey? Is he going to listen to me? Yes, he did. Why? Because Abraham had talked to God in prayer over and over and over again, and he built such a wonderful relationship with God. Abraham knew his God. How do I know that? Because in that portion of scripture in Genesis chapter 2, reading in verse 5, "And Abraham said to the young men, Stay here with the donkey, the lad, and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." That is a man who had a relationship with his God. He knew that God loved him. He knew that God knew that he waited for a long time for Isaac. He knew that God would supply. He knew that in praise and worship and prayer that God would answer his prayers. Let me tell you something. You can read that story in Genesis chapter 22, but I'm going to take you into one more verse that says, "And then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horn. So Abraham went, took the ram, offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide." I want you to know today that God is a God that will answer, and he will provide for your needs. You're listening to my program today. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above with my guest, Kawia Steins, my amazing daughter. And you know what? You want to call, you have a prayer need, 1-866-577-2473 or 1-866-K-PRAISE, K-PRAISE. P-R-A-I-S-E. Make sure you call in this morning. I want to pray with you. I am so excited all that God is doing. And I want to again remind you, the prayer mountain is a place for you to get away. Pastor, you're getting ready for church. You're getting ready for your sermon today. And maybe you don't understand what's happening with your leaders, or maybe people in your church, everything seems to be crazy. Why don't you grab a couple of your leaders? Why don't you call right now? Log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. Make reservations and come to the prayer mountain to pray. We have prepared a place for you. There are 24 and a half, almost 25 beautiful acres for you to get away and pray. Where does that faith? That faith starts at the cross of Calvary. We have a blood covenant at the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Where does that start? The forgiveness of sins, salvation, and we can live a victorious life in Christ. Our prayer should always be based on the blood covenant of Jesus Christ. He brings us into the grace to pray effectively. I want you to know that God loves you. Go ahead, Kawia. I tell you, you have something to say real quick.
I do. You know, I was thinking about Jesus with his disciples. And you know what amazes me is even the disciples walked with Jesus for 3 straight years, and they did everything together. They were together on a 24-hour period because they were doing the ministry of Jesus. But what amazes me is how the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Lord, teach us how to pray." even though they were with God Almighty in heaven, who came to become man on earth, they said, teach us how to pray, because they wanted even a closer, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And I believe my mom just extended that to the pastors and their leaders. You know, our hearts, you know, should be as the disciples. Teach us how to pray, O Lord. Teach us how to pray. You know, and I was thinking about that this morning, and God so desires to meet the pastors right where they're at, to encourage them, to uplift them, to give them wisdom for running their church, because they've been given that gift to hold and to run with that. And I believe that God wants to speak even more so, to more clearly, to the pastors in this last days.
How did you learn how to pray, Kuia?
I learned how to pray from you. You were the prime example of everything I learned at the importance of prayer. You taught me that prayer brings heaven down to earth, and no matter what the situation is.
So as a single mother, you're trying to tell those single mothers that they can get away and learn how to pray?
Absolutely, absolutely. I can remember the mornings you would go to morning prayer at 5 o'clock in the morning and take Sam and I, my brother, and little blankets, wrap us up like little burritos and pray. I remember that. I remember falling asleep to your words every morning. I remember hearing them at night. I would remember hearing as I walked in the house in the afternoon, and sometimes you would be praying. I remember those moments.
Amen. So what? Oh, I want to share with you also, don't forget, we also have a 10 a.m. service at the Prayer Mountain every Sunday morning, and that is at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67 at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. I want you to come out. You know, if it's beautiful outside, we have our service right outside. Bring a sweater, bring a blanket, bring the kids. Listen, we want you to learn how to pray. We want you to touch heaven. You know, log on to our website, atouchfromabove.org. Every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., we're at the Prayer Mountain teaching people how to pray. Every day, that Prayer Mountain is available for you to come and pray. Don't wait until your life falls completely to shambles. Don't wait until you're trying to pick yourself up. Let's pray now to prepare like Abraham, I am sure, prayed long before he took his son Isaac up to that mount. That walk was a long walk. That journey up to Mount Moriah was a couple days journey. I promise you that Abraham was praying long before he got to the top of that hill. And I promise you, as he was tying Isaac's arms up, I promise you he was praying. I want you to know that God loves you, and you are very, 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 very important to God. He loves you. There is no problem. No problem, right, Kuia?
No problem.
No problem. What kind of problems? Going through hard times. Lost your job.
Divorce. Rejection.
Teenage.
Teenagers feel despair. I mean, there's a lot
loneliness.
Of loneliness,
sadness, you name it,
yes.
Whatever trial you are going through, there is no problem too hard for God. There is no valley so deep that God is not yet deeper. There is no mountain so high that God is not yet higher. There is no valley so wide that God is not yet wider. God is able to do all things exceedingly abundantly above all that you can even begin to think or ask. You're listening to my program right now. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch From Above and the Prayer Mountain with my guest, my beautiful daughter, Kuia Steins, and we want to pray with you even right now. You're listening to my program, and maybe you're afraid to call in. Maybe you're a little bit nervous, and you're saying, Dr. Luana, my life's a mess. You don't know what I've been through. My husband has left me. My wife has walked out. I just lost my job. I'm about ready to lose my house. I feel like I'm a wreck. What about this God? Is he really real? Yes, and I want to take you into that first place. Let's pray right now. You're listening to my program, and I really want to lead you to that place, number one, that starts that first step in Christ. Right now, just pray with me. Repeat this prayer. Jesus, could we say this prayer with me as well as they are, that are listening are saying this prayer too? Jesus.
Jesus.
I know I'm a mess.
I know I'm a mess.
And I don't know all the Bible.
And I don't know all the Bible.
I ask you to please help me.
I ask you to please help me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Be my rock.
Be my rock.
My refuge.
My refuge.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
I know you died on the cross.
I know that you died on the cross.
But I don't understand it.
But I don't understand it.
Please.
Please.
Help me.
Help me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
To you.
To you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You said that prayer. Do me a favor. Make sure that you log on to my website, atouchfromabove.org. We have a call coming in right now, so I'm excited. Let's answer that call really quick.
Hi, this is Lois, and I saw you at Grace Covenant yesterday for the women's conference.
Yes, hi, Lois. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much. I've been hearing about your ministry because I think you have something coming up. And Ramona, you have something coming up. I've been hearing about it. But I just wanted to thank you so much. It was such a blessing what you ministered on and the word that you gave at the end, the prophecy that came forth.
Thank you so much, Lois. God bless you, and thank you for being there at Grace Covenant. What an amazing place. God is doing an amazing work there. And yes, we are going to be preparing a woman's tea, and my goal is to pack out 1,000 women that will come to learn how to pray. And I'm really excited about that, and I will give more details as we prepare the date for that. And I'm really excited about that. Lois, you are a treasure. You are a gem.
God be the glory. Thank you so much. God
and
bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. And my beautiful daughter, Kawia Steins, we're so excited to share with you that God is a God that answers prayer. AtouchFromAbove.org. Make sure you come online. Please make sure. Make reservations. Get away and come to pray. We have small cabins where you can accommodate you for privacy and to come and pray. And also our service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Prayer Mountain. And I want to take just a moment to thank our wonderful Doug Sully with Chaldea Technologies. What an amazing man and a support. You log on to our website, you see what a great job he has done. Make sure you call him, Chaldea Technologies, Doug Sully. His number, let me give it to you really quick, 760-788-1441. Doug at Chaldea Technologies for our website. What a wonderful sponsor. What a wonderful support he has been to us. Log on, tell him he's done a great job. I thank you so much. And if you ever need a website done, that's the one to call. Doug Sully, Chaldea Technologies. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is Kawia Steins.
God bless you.
God bless you. We want to say we love you and appreciate you.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank
God
you
bless.
So much. See you next week, and come out to the service. Check out the prayer line. God bless you.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Steins on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
Praise 1210 AM KPRZ on the World Wide Web at KPRZ.com.
Are you looking for a Christian education for your child?